Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Look at me back here. I was out yesterday because I'm stupid. Really, really stupid.
Bless your heart.
And not very disciplined. So I told you guys that the doctor, my holistic doctor, has me on this month-long detox to get the metals out of my body. My body has toxic mercury levels because I eat so much fish. So for 30 days, oddly enough, been eating nothing but fish.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Right.
Fish, greens, and a whole bunch of different supplements to flush everything out. So it's been pretty disciplined. And for 3 of the weeks, they are weaning you off foods. And in the very last week, you're allowed to wean yourself back on them. So I got the green light to eat anything that I wanted to eat in this 4th week. Now, I've been pretty disciplined on this detox outside of crumble cookies, which I don't think count.
Oh,
I didn't read the fine print in this detox.
Uh-huh.
It says something about sugar, but I, you know.
You're going to get so many DMs wanting to know who this holistic doctor is. That's like, you can not eat anything except crumble cookies.
Yeah, I didn't check in on, with her on that one. Yeah. I was kind of like ad-libbing around.
Yeah,
that, okay?
Detox, but a stick of butter and a bag of sugar for cookies.
Hey, you know what? Because sometimes your body can get too clean too fast. And I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So I was coming off of it the other night, and it was go time. I was allowed to eat anything I wanted. So I said, all right, time to go to Clay's and get the spiciest wings possible. So I went to Clay's. I got wings, and those tasted really good. And then the pizza around me.
Okay.
That tasted really good.
Mm-hmm. They follow wings with pizza.
Yep. I wasn't done.
Okay.
And I came home. And I had bought a cheesecake. So I dug into the cheesecake a little bit. And then there were some Girl Scout cookies that I had ordered. Also, a whole, like, I mean, a big ass, like, Costco looking box of Girl Scout cookies. So I went through some tagalongs, some Samoas, and some others. And at the end of the night, that was a really rough night.
You think? Like, you went from fish and greens to hot sauce, gluten,
I couldn't stop.
Dairy, sugar. Like, you literally ate all the things your body has been without for 4 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah, and I felt really good for about 20 minutes.
If you think about it, the crumble cookies saved you. Because how bad would it have been if you hadn't been exposing your body to any butter or sugar during that whole month?
So. Right.
Crumble was probably the best thing you could have done for your health.
You were microdosing gluten and sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't call it micro. Macrodosing.
I was way smarter than I thought.
Yeah.
So totally self-inflicted. I was up pretty much all the night with the cramps and everything. So by the time I woke up, I was like, I was going to be useless for you guys. So that's why I was out yesterday. Sheer stupidity. Cassie out yesterday also, but not stupid.
Yeah, well, my husband started experiencing some symptoms on Saturday, and by Sunday night, I was like, go get them checked. Don't be a dumb dude. And, you know, he's like, oh, well, I'll make a doctor's appointment, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't want you to die. I've had enough going on. Please go to the ER.
Is he bleeding out of his eyeballs?
No, not out of his eyeballs. And he wasn't in pain, which is why I think he dismissed these symptoms. They weren't painful. I don't want to, it's too early to get into what it was. But essentially, he went to the ER and they ended up doing a CT scan of his abdomen and he has a kidney stone.
Oh, oh no.
And a large kidney stone is 5 millimeters and his is 9.
Oh no. So, now, can they break that thing up with lasers before it comes out of your body?
Yeah, he's going to have to go to a urologist down the line. But by the time he got home from the ER, he would have been, like, my sleep was jacked up, so I would have been useless here. He wouldn't have been able to look after the kids because it was so late, so yeah. I just stayed home. But he's fine. Like, of all the things it could have been, because he was on a medication for his knee, and the symptom that was happening is, like, a really rare but super severe side effect of this medication. Wasn't that? So, I mean, I hate to say it, but we lucked out that it's a kidney stone.
So is he playing, like, urine roulette right now, where that thing is going to pass? You just don't know when
it's
you're...
too big.
It's too big to
it's
pass.
It's too big.
Does he have to chop off his penis to get to it?
And it's not how that works. No, I think they'll do ultrasonic. He's got to go to the doctor, but ultrasonic lasers or something, sound waves or something, break it up, and then he can pass it in smaller pieces.
Damn.
I'd be like, hit that thing so many times with that laser because I want dust coming out.
Right.
Yeah, but that's about the ultrasonic wave part is painful too because it feels like you're getting punched every single time.
Good God.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Have you men ever had to pass a kidney stone?
No. Thankfully.
One of my best friends was, he had them all the time. I felt so bad for him. And so, I'm so sorry, Chad.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what I know about them because I'm sure every listener that has had a bad experience will DM you today. Yeah. So enjoy that. But it's not a pleasant experience,
I
understand.
I've heard it is a brutally unpleasant experience. And it sounds so benign. Oh, you have a kidney stone.
Oh, no,
but
no, it doesn't.
When it happens, it's supposed to be very, very bad. But still beats the alternatives for what his symptoms could have been. So we will take the kidney stone happily.
It's the anticipation of going every time and not knowing when. I mean, with others, when it's broken up, when it's going to pass. Like, because the doctor will be honest with you. Your friends are going to be way too honest with you about it also. So it just doesn't come out as soon as you leave the doctor's office. You don't know when that thing is going to pass. So anytime you go pee, you're like, oh, God, is this going to be it? Is this going to be it? It's the anticipation, I think.
That is horrible. I couldn't imagine that. Oh, my mind.
All right. Well, I'm glad he's feeling okay.
Thanks.
Got it under control.
The Burt Show.